The Hungry, Reading 4. Good is felt as delight, but all good is the Lord's, so too is happiness. Reading from Isaiah 7. And Yehowah spoke yet again to Ahaz, saying, Ask for thyself a sign from Yehowah thy God. Ask it in the deep or in the loftiness above. And Ahaz said, I will not ask. Neither will I tempt Yehowah. And Isaiah said, Hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a little thing for you to weary men, that you should weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey he shall eat, that he may know to reject the evil and to choose the good. For before the child shall know to reject the evil and to choose the good, the ground, whose two kings thou dost loathe, shall be forsaken. Arcana 56:20. That honey is delight is evident. Speaking of the Lord, butter denotes the celestial. Honey, that which is from the celestial. Speaking of the Lord's kingdom, milk denotes spiritual good, butter celestial good, and honey that which is from them. Thus, what is happy, pleasant, and delightful. Apocalypse Explained 304, Section 45. It is known that these things were said respecting the Lord and his coming. Butter and honey, which he shall eat, signify the goods of love. Butter, the good of celestial and spiritual love. Honey, the good of natural love. This means that he would appropriate the divine to himself, even in respect to the human. To eat, signifying to appropriate. Divine Providence 39. The blessings, the happiness, the delights and pleasures, in a word, the joys of heaven, cannot be described in words, but in heaven they are perceptible to the feelings. For what is perceptible to feeling alone cannot be described, because it does not fall into ideas of thought, thus not into words. For it is the understanding alone that sees, and it sees the things that pertain to wisdom or truth, but not the things that pertain to love or good. For this reason, these joys are inexpressible, yet they ascend in like degree with wisdom. Their varieties are infinite, and each is ineffable or indescribable. I have heard this, and I have also perceived it. These joys, however, enter as man, as if from himself, but still from the Lord, puts away the lusts of the love of evil and falsity. For these joys are those of the affections of good and truth, and are the opposites of the lusts of the love of evil and falsity. The joys of the affections of the love of good and truth begin from the Lord, thus from the inmost. And from there they pour themselves forth into lower things, even to the lowest. And thus they fill the angel, making him to become, as it were, wholly a delight. Such joys, with their infinite varieties, are in every affection of good and truth, especially in the affection of wisdom. True Christian Religion 383. Because man is midway between these two opposites, and at the same time in spiritual equilibrium, he is able to choose, adopt, and appropriate to himself, from freedom, either the one or the other. If he chooses evil and falsity, he connects himself with hell. If he chooses good and truth, he connects himself with heaven. New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine 277. All good flows in from the Lord, and all evil from hell. At this day, man believes all things to be in himself, and from himself, when nevertheless they inflow, as he might know from the doctrinal of the church that all good is from heaven and all evil from hell. But if he would believe as the thing really is, he would not appropriate evil to himself, but cast it back from himself into hell. Neither would he make good his own, and thus would not claim any merit from it. How happy the state of man would then be, as he would view both good and evil from within, from the Lord. Questions. Good is intimately connected with delight, like food and its flavor. What does it mean that the Lord isn't just working to bring people to a place called heaven, but that he is also working toward the end of what heaven means, namely peace and joy? Happiness is the end or purpose of good. Does that mean people should make happiness their own personal goal? Why wouldn't that work? What end or goal should a person make as his end? Should he look to just go getting to heaven? Or feeding his own hunger? Or is feeding others the end?